federal government has proposed to cut more than $5.2 billion in Medicare funding for home health care services that are received by homebound senior citizens and disabled individuals in New York, Massachusetts, and Vermont. That's $5.2 billion from those three states alone. The total impact of the cut is projected to be nearly $22 billion. But in New York, Massachusetts, and Vermont, this cut will directly impact 295,000 Medicare beneficiaries, again, homebound senior citizens and disabled individuals. And in addition, it will impact 143 healthcare professionals who are providing treatment to those Medicare beneficiaries in those three states. All told, it's projected that if this cut goes through as proposed, well more than half of all of the home health care providers will be facing bankruptcy. In New York, fully 90% of all providers will be facing bankruptcy, as will 63.5% of providers in Massachusetts and 83% of all the providers in Vermont.
What's the motivation behind these proposed cuts? Is this part of the sequestration, or is this coming from someplace else?
The provision on which this cut is based is actually included in the Affordable Care Act, but I do want to distinguish the Affordable Care Act from what this federal agency is proposing today for several reasons. First, the Affordable Care Act gives the federal government broad flexibility in implementing this provision. This cut does not have to happen. But the reason it is being proposed in such a draconian fashion is that the federal agency that is issuing this proposed rule, an agency called CMS, has unfortunately done a rather poor job in its development. They've used outdated data. They've made technical mistakes that have been revealed. And they also, and perhaps most glaringly of all, Paul, they have not assessed the impact of their proposal on beneficiaries, on professional caregivers, and on the states in each of the 4 years in which the cut is to go into effect.
What would the outcome be for these seniors who have home health care now? Is there some alternative care that they would be receiving under the Affordable Care Act?
What will happen is if senior citizens and disabled individuals who are currently receiving medical treatment in their home are no longer able to do so because their home health care providers have had to close their doors, those seniors and disabled Americans will have to go to other facilities to get the care that they need. Now, these could include hospitals, nursing homes, or other institutional facilities. There are several problems with this. First, they don't want to go there. AARP consistently documents that more than 9 out of 10 American seniors want to receive the medical treatment they need in the comfort and the dignity and the safety of their own homes. But it's also problematic because if those seniors and disabled individuals are forced out of their homes and into institutions, it will actually cost Medicare and the states and taxpayers even more money.
Well, what's the CMS's argument for making this cut?
They have contended that they have no discretion, that they have to do this. That has since been made clear to be incorrect, and that includes with meetings at the highest level of the Obama administration, where it has been acknowledged that, in fact, they do have discretion not to do this cut. They've also made technical mistakes, like using the wrong base year for their calculations. Now, to their credit, the folks over at CMS are working incredibly hard. They have a mountain of priorities on their respective desks. So our challenge is to make sure that they realize that this particular rule needs more attention by them before it goes into effect because of mistakes that were made as it was formulated.
Well, what's being done to try to avert these cuts?
Well, as you might imagine, many, many, many Americans are appalled at this proposed cut and the impact it would have. AARP, the American Hospital Association, the American Nurses Association, and so many others have already registered their formal opposition to this cut and are calling on it to be reworked before it is finalized. Remarkably, even another agency within the federal government has done so, too. The Small Business Administration just last week issued a formal critique of the rule, calling on CMS to reassess its impact. And fortunately, many lawmakers are also stepping in to ensure that CMS takes the time to revisit the rule before they finalize it. More than 23 senators, including Senator Schumer and Senator Gillibrand, have already signed letters opposing this cut. Senator Schumer personally is taking a very direct role in seeking its reassessment. And also more than 90 members of the House of Representatives, including Representative Israel, King, Reed, and Slaughter in New York, as well as Kennedy, McGovern, Tierney, and Tsongas in Massachusetts, and Leahy in Vermont, Senator Leahy and Senator Markey of Massachusetts, all of them have already lent their names to this important effort. But we as citizens can play an important role in this as well. A website has been created so that anybody who shares this broad concern at this proposed rule can take just a few minutes and express their concern via a letter or a call to their elected officials. That website, Paul, is homehealth4america.org. That's www.homehealth4america.org.